to the Instagram Stories Flash Briefing. I'm your host, Luke Skywalker. I'm here to rescue you. I'm here with Ben Kenobi. Ben Kenobi! Okay, let's get into today's Instagram news. This one comes from, of course, Jane Manchun Wong. Instagram may soon allow users to add event stickers that can be used to RSVP to events. Now, this is a sticker in Stories called Invite. This is new. It will allow users to add event details, including name, location, and time. This will allow followers to RSVP to the event straight from the Instagram story. Since the event stickers are added to Instagram stories, thinking this through, if I was planning an event and I wanted to invite people from Instagram, obviously I would want to because that's where a lot of my friends are. However, I don't want everyone who follows me to feel that they are invited to this event. That makes sense. Sorry, guys. I just can't have all of you at my house. I could use the close friends feature potentially and just add people to my close friends who I want to know about the event. Then I can add the RSVP sticker to my event that I'm planning, whether it's an online invitation or a video explaining the event or whatever, and then people could come. I could even use the group DM sticker in order to start a group chat with everyone who's going to be coming potentially to the event. I think this kind of rides the wave of a couple of different ideas that Instagram has put out lately, but it really makes sense because the majority of my friends, I don't have all of their phone numbers anymore, or email addresses I definitely don't have, but this is a really good way to make sure that all of them see the event that I'm planning. On to the next story of the day. Today I was working on a post for my Instagram page, and I decided to do it in the Instagram Creator Studio, which, as you recall, has recently been announced. It's part of Facebook Creator Studio. You can now post not only in advance to your Instagram feed, you can also post and schedule in advance for IGTV. And I noticed that there are a lot of really good additions to the Instagram Creator Studio that you might not have known about. When I initially started using it, you could write a caption and you could post, but you couldn't edit the post if you, for instance, made a typo or something. Now you can. Additionally, you can also crop your images before you post them. This is a really great feature, and it's completely free as long as you have an Instagram business account or a creator account. So I highly encourage you to check out the Instagram Creator Studio. It's part of business.facebook.com. A lot of good things you can do to it with it, and I really think it's a great service now that it's expanded a little bit more. I'm thinking about doing an online demo for you guys to show you some of the features and ways that I've been using it. That's it for today's Flash Briefing. Thanks for listening.